Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's talk about the top game in college football this weekend between Ohio State and also Penn State. I'll start with this question. Who do you think this weekend is more important for? Do you think it's Ohio State's coach and Ryan Day, or do you think it's James Franklin at Penn State? Who needs this win more out of those two coaches?
Whew, that's a great question, because both of them have the knock of failing to win the big one. I think the answer is Ryan Day needs it more. Because if Ohio State loses, Ohio State's path to not only just the winning the college football playoff, but making the playoff gets hazy. And for a year that everyone felt Ohio State was head and shoulders above everyone else coming into the season, they have the new quarterback. They brought the best transfer portal running back in. They have the star freshman wideout. They have the sexy offensive coordinator hire and Chip Kelly. They had a schedule that was favorable. They played a non-con of no one. Like, I remember you had Phil Steele on and we talked to him about it. And you said the only team you can for sure guarantee as a playoff team right now is Ohio State. If you have all those expectations and they get met with another flop, the Ohio State people don't take kindly to that kind of thing. And the locals were getting restless last year with Ryan Day after a couple Michigan losses. If he fails to make the college football playoff, which could happen with a loss Saturday, he might be on the hot seat. So I think Ryan Day needs it more, because I think his fan base, you know, athletic department is more itchy to make a move.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think it's Ryan Day in this matchup as well for a lot of the reasons that you just gave. If you're Ohio State and you've already lost so far this season, so you went on the road and you lost to Oregon, and now you go on the road and you lose to Penn State, I mean, we talk a lot about resume, and certainly you would feel that the Ohio State brand would get them into the college football playoff. They don't really have a lot of impressive wins either. Now, they play Indiana at the end of the season. We'll see if Indiana is still undefeated when you beat them, and you have Michigan at the end of the year, but Michigan is not its usual self. I mean, Ohio State's schedule and their resume, it's going to be kind of light if they lose this game on the road to Penn State. And for a year in which they have invested very heavily in the transfer portal, I'm guessing it was a pretty expensive year if you were Ohio State. It costs a lot of money to go get Will Howard. If you're going to go get one of the top quarterbacks out of the transfer portal, that is at least seven-figure salary. Will Howard is making very good money to be the quarterback at Ohio State. You also went, you got Judkins, the running back from Ole Miss, so you spent a lot of money on him. This is a team that they spent a lot of money out there in NIL, and if you were telling me that you're going to be heading in potentially to your final four games and you feel that you are on shaky ground when it comes to the college football playoff, it is not going to be good. It's funny because both coaches kind of have the same stigma around them. James Franklin has not won a single big game his entire time at Penn State. They have consistently lost this game. And Ohio State, they don't really have a good track record of winning this kind of game either. On the road against a top opponent, I believe Ryan Day is 3-9 in these games, and you lost your other big game earlier this year to Oregon. I actually think Penn State's going to win this game. I think that Penn State has been more consistent out of these two teams. I think that Penn State has been better out of these two teams. I'm picking Penn State to win this week. They're a slight underdog in this, given the fact that they're at home. They're a 4-point underdog, maybe 3.5-point underdog, depending on where you get your number. I think Penn State is going to, it sounds crazy, say pull off the upset because they're ranked higher than Ohio State and they're also at home. But I think the Nittany Lions are winning this weekend.
I agree with you. And now let's have the conversation about what happens if Ohio State loses. Are they a playoff team? Because you laid it out, they have the brand. They absolutely have the brand. But if you're going to ding teams for not playing good non-conference opponents, boy, do we have to ding Ohio State. They played no one in the non-con. Like, less than no one. They played very, very cupcakey schedule. And the two games that have been tough on their schedule, now they still have two tough games left, the two tough games that have been on their schedule, you took L's in both. Man, if Indiana's a one-loss team, if, you know, Oregon or Penn State end as a one-loss team, now Texas, Georgia gets back into the fold, Tennessee, like,
There's a lot of team, Notre Dame, A&M. There's a lot of teams that won two-loss category that schedules are arguably better. Are the Buckeyes a playoff team if they lose?
I think they're going to be for this reason. Now, let's see how they potentially lose in your scenario. Do they lose on a last-second field goal? Is it a Hail Mary? Is it a close, well-contested game? It's just going to be hard, I think, to convince a lot of people like myself that you have a 12-team playoff. Ohio State lost in a last-second fashion on the road to Oregon, and they lost on the road to Penn State, two teams that we think are in the playoff, and now we don't think that Ohio State is worthy of being one of the seven at-large teams. So I think it's going to be really hard to keep the name, the brand, and the talent, especially because if those are their two losses. Now, at some point, it does have to signify who you beat, and there's not a lot of great teams left on their schedule. I just find it hard to believe that they would leave them out. Let me ask you this question. If it comes down to a two-loss Ohio State and a one-loss Notre Dame, Notre Dame will not have a lot of great wins either, and they haven't played nearly the schedule that we think Ohio State. They don't have an at Oregon on their schedule or at Penn State on there. So there's going to be a lot of questions coming up in a month or so about who should get into the playoff and who's not going to get into the playoff, and it's going to be some very interesting debates, but debating these things are kind of the purpose of college football.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.